So then that leads you into 97, and I don't want to necessarily go year by year, but 97 is a special team because that, a lot of experts say, that might be the best high school football team the state's ever had. The Legion of Doom, Rocky Kalmus, and many others. We'll run down some of the names. But you didn't give up 100 yards rushing, not just in the game, but for the whole season.
Yeah, the neat thing about that, besides having fabulous players, and we could list a lot of great ones, Ronnie Jones, the guy I played for, was working for Buddy Ryan at the time. He had made it all the way to the NFL. And I had called him, bothered him, hey, can you send me Coach Ryan's Bear defense? I've got a couple of great linebackers. I've got a great defensive end. And I would love to, just give me anything. And he said, Coach Ryan's having none of that. They don't give away any secrets. But about 2 weeks later, in the mail comes this FedEx package, and it's Buddy Ryan's defense, except it's got all the words cut off. It's just X's and O's. You don't know who they are, but we got it. And Matt Hennessy, we put in the Bear defense, and we had a niche. Not only did we have a niche, but we had some guys that could really make it go, and we gave people fits that year defensively.
You had 12 players on the roster that went on to play D1, and mostly in football, but some in some other sports.
Yeah, two great baseball players. You got Buddy Blair, who was a fabulous safety. That was Buddy's sophomore year. And then you also have Bo Davis, who was a college baseball player up at Missouri. Both of those kids were 10th graders and saw limited playing time just because the guys in front of them were so good. Guys like Jason Beckstrom and Brett Butler and John Johnson, some of those guys that were college DBs. It was a pretty tough to get on the field that year as a defensive player.
And I would have to say, at least in my tenure, that's as good a defensive crew as I've ever seen.
Yeah. Of that 96 or that 97 era, sophomores who became All-Staters, juniors who became All-Staters, and seniors that year that were All-Staters, total 14 players. That's how good you guys were at that time.
Well, I remember sitting down at the end of the 97 season with and I'll leave someone off, but with Rocky, with Sean Mahan, with Jason Lohr, with Brad Hawkins, with Justin Dixon, with Brett Butler, and I know there are more. But, you know, back then there were only three All-State categories. You could only, if you nominate every one of them, you could only get six. And we had eight guys go to universities that could start. You know, Lohr started at Nebraska as a freshman.
Mahan went on to great things.
Ridiculous college career at Notre Dame and NFL. So, but they all, just like they always did throughout their high school career, we really don't care, Coach. Nominate us if you want to. It's okay. It'll be fine. So we had a lot of All-Staters and some more that could have been.
A team that defensively gave up 1 yard, if that, per carry the entire season. That's how dominant they were.
Yeah, and you know, that occurred in the second half of the Moore semifinal game. We got way ahead of Moore, 40-something to nothing at halftime, if I remember, and they were a great team. And we put our younger guys in, and well, Moore had a great Division I tailback. He was a fabulous player, and our younger guys had a tough time, and he ran for over 100 yards in the second half of that game, and that was the first time all season statistically that our defense had given up positive rushing yards. They're a little disappointed.
0.2 yards per rush, 6 touchdowns all season giving up via the run. And then you had Rocky Kalmus back and Jason Lord leading the defense, as you mentioned, along with Buddy Blair and Hawkins and so many others. But you had a linebacker, too, that led the team. Hill?
Yeah, Michael Hill.
Yeah, Michael Hill.
Well, yeah, Michael Hill was probably, and I've known Michael his whole life. We went to the same church together. Michael was really the only, and this is no disrespect, he's the only one that didn't really look like he belonged out there. He was undersized. He was about 5'9". But the beauty of Michael's career is he played right behind Sean Mahan, Jason Lohr, Brad Hawkins, and Justin Dixon. He never got blocked one time ever in his life. And his senior year, he made 132 tackles and went on to play at Central Arkansas. Mm-hmm. So Michael was a fabulous player. And, again, just that typical Jinx Trojan guy, been there his whole life and had a great year his senior year.
And the Hill family tree continued at Jinx for years.
Oh, they've been around forever, you bet.
You never had to worry about that team, did you?
Well, they were rowdy. They were a rowdy bunch. But, no, and honestly, probably the quietest guy on the team was Sean. But he also, when he opened his mouth, they knew it was important enough to listen. Sean was the one that kind of set that tempo. Obviously, Rocky was the spark plug. But you also had some really mature leaders that decided they really, that group really wanted to be special. And we, you know, Coach Hennessy did a great job of challenging them, because when you're really good, you got to come up with some ways to make them want to get better. And they did. One of them was the stats.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, absolutely. You bring up Sean Mahan, who is an interesting example of what you were as a coach and a mentor, because Sean had lost his parents at a young age, right?
Yeah, Sean lost his father right before his senior season to just a sudden death. And then when he went to Notre Dame, he lost his mother, I believe, his freshman year when he was redshirted. So that kid went through a lot of heartache at a young age. And I, you know, I think he would let you know that, you know, football and the Jinx community is one of the things that kind of helped rally him through that, through a really difficult part of his life.
And went on to a great career in the NFL, as you mentioned, and has given back to the school
Oh, yeah.
and to the program since he's retired.